Still to come, Ben and Dave return with the results of this week's Kitchen Science. But first, we need to travel even further than the Phoenix mission, past Mars and out to the asteroid belt, which lies somewhere between Mars and Jupiter. Now, occasionally, objects in the asteroid belt collide and break apart. Often, they just create clouds of dust and rock, and they just stay within the belt. But sometimes, the collisions result in some parts of an asteroid breaking free from the belt completely, and possibly ending up on a collision course with Earth. Now, according to our next guest, Bill Botke from Southwest Research Institute in Colorado, that's exactly what happened to bring about the demise of our dinosaurs.
Hello, Bill. Thank you for joining us on The Naked Scientist. So, can you just tell us, where did this asteroid come from in the first place?
Well, one of the interesting mysteries that we've had in the field of asteroid impacts and such is what kind of body produced the impact that killed the dinosaurs about 65 million years ago. And in the process of doing a completely unrelated project, we came across evidence for a very large asteroid breakup that happened in the asteroid belt, between the asteroid belts located between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. This breakup event was about of a 170-kilometer asteroid, and we believe using different techniques, we know its age, that it broke up about 160 million years ago. But interestingly enough, the fragments from this breakup event took a long time to get out of the asteroid belt into the inner solar system, and we think there's a pretty strong chance that one of these fragments was actually sort of the killer bullet that brought about the end of the dinosaurs 65 million years ago.
What were those asteroids doing there next door to Mars anyway?
Well, the asteroid belt itself, we believe, is sort of the leftover remnants of the original building blocks which formed the planets. At one point, when the planets were forming in the inner solar system, we had a lot of objects that looked like asteroids. We had bigger objects that ultimately became moon-sized and Mars-sized, and ultimately we built the planets like Mercury and Venus and the Earth. But there were some leftovers, and these leftovers were caught in this somewhat stable region between Mars and Jupiter. And so the asteroid belts, in a sense, are our ancestors. They tell us what the original building blocks look like.
And how did they jostle together in such a way that one of them ended up on a collision course with Earth so recently, 68 million years ago, in a solar system that's over 4.5 billion years old, is really recent?
It indeed is. Well, something maybe some of your listeners have probably don't know, but it's interesting to think about, is that why do we even have asteroids hitting the Earth? Why, why should this take place? Because if you place a lot of asteroids on orbits close to the Earth and such, eventually the Earth will clear them away and there'll be nothing left. Well, it turns out that the asteroid belt has mechanisms take place inside it, which actually, in certain interesting ways, can cause small asteroids to move out of the asteroid belt and onto orbits where they can cross the orbits of planets. And this has to do from a combination of effects. There's actually, interestingly enough, a player in this game is how sunlight affects asteroids, and another player in this game is how the tiny gravitational kicks produced by Jupiter and Mars can actually move asteroids from the asteroid belt into the inner solar system.
So I guess the really big question, though, Bill, is are there any more loitering out there that could do for us the same way as it did catastrophically for the dinosaurs?
Oh, certainly. Right now, there's probably on the order of about 1,000 asteroids larger than 1 kilometer in diameter or so that either on Earth or can cross Earth's orbit or they can come very close to the Earth. Now, fortunately, we've had astronomers from around the world searching for these asteroids, and we've actually found, we believe, a good fraction of all the big ones. So we probably have found maybe about 70-80% of these kilometer-sized asteroids. None of them, fortunately enough, are in an orbit or a trajectory which is going to take them into Earth, into the Earth in the near future. But there are some others out there that we're still looking for. And there's some smaller guys that perhaps don't cause global damage but could cause regional damage and local damage. And so we're going to continue to look for the next several tens of years until we find all the threatening asteroids.
Bill, thank you very much, and thank you for that reassurance that you're still out there looking for them.
Thank you very much.
That's Bill Botke, and he's a researcher at the Southwest Research Institute in Boulder, Colorado, explaining how two rocks about 300 million kilometres away could nonetheless wreak havoc here on Earth when they arrived later. Phil.